This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome to Spouting Off. Karen Cataline with you. I'm so pleased to be your host for Spouting Off, which is now heard 3 days a week. We're increasing our banner because our banner is staying on top of when you can hear Spouting Off. First off, welcome. It's October 30th, the day before Halloween, just breaths away from a stunningly important election, which, of course, you know, we will be talking about. Although at this late date, I'm not much into chasing every single story that comes out. Number one, my head would spin like the Exorcist girl. She's not the Exorcist, but Linda Blair, my head would spin. But I think it's important to comment on a few things. So just to get a couple of the logistics out of the way, we are Spouting Off 3 days a week currently, and it can be heard every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific, right here on the BBS Radio Network, and repeated many times during the weekend on various stations around the country. You'll just have to go to my website, KarenCataline.com, and you will see where. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific and a bunch in between, we are heard on the WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM, Nashua, New Hampshire. So we've been doing that all week, and I'm a little late in getting those podcasts up, but I will get them up. And so we count every single show now, and you are listening to show number 143, just days before the election. In fact, we will be doing Spouting Off on Tuesday on WSMN, and it is call-in live. You can call in from anywhere around the country, 1590 AM, as I said before, 95.3 FM. I love being on an FM station. I just love that. That is so cool. I also love being on BBS radio. Wherever I am, it's Spouting Off, except, well, I mean, and you can spout off, too, by the way. I just posted something on my Facebook page. Are you anxious about what's happening on Tuesday? Are you calm as a cucumber? Either way, you are welcome to call and share your thoughts in this first half hour. The number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And then at 12:30, we'll have the wonderful James Herson, who I haven't had on the program for a while. He wrote this great article that just grabbed my attention called Democrats and Their Strategy of Projection. Whenever I hear that, my ears go up like an RCA dog, and I say, aha, somebody is writing about that. And if you're overwhelmed, well, you should be. Because this is the culmination of months and months of positioning and strategery and all kinds of things. But I have a couple of thoughts that I want to throw out there. And I'm going to do that right now. Let me just pull over my screen here. So I just posted, you know, I love it. When I wake up in the morning and I'm grumbling because I hear something on the radio or I hear something or I see something, because my brain is always more functional ridiculously early in the morning. And I say, if I'm grousing about it, if my dog is looking at me kind of funny, like, what is her problem? It means I got to write a blog post or an op-ed or an article or something simply to get it off my chest one way or the other. So here's the latest piece on the blog. So now black men have toxic masculinity if they like Trump? Really? Who's the racist? Who's the racist? So here is the article. It's an op-ed in the LA Times. Go figure. A man's man. Why some black men are drawn to Trump's toxic masculinity. Don't you just love it? They can never address the opinion, the position, the policy. They have to shoot the messenger. If it's obvious in these few days before the election, Democrats are really quite concerned and have been all along about the black vote, voting for Trump. Now, I've heard percentages anywhere from 36% was the last one I heard, to something upwards of 46%, which is unheard of. I've heard that if even half of those people who say that they approve of Donald Trump vote for Donald Trump, it's over. And they're worried about that. And the left has not mentioned it until relatively recently, because now they want to shore up their, what they think are their votes. Unbelievable the way they treat minorities, the condescension with which they treat people that they want to tell them whether they're oppressed or not. In fact, the piece that I wrote in response to the LA article is I think I said it. So black men are toxic if they support Donald Trump. And subtitle, is there any masculinity that is not toxic in the eyes of the left? Think about it. When they say toxic masculinity, what kind of masculinity is not toxic to the left? Well, the only masculinity that I can tell that is toxic, that isn't toxic to the left, is emasculated masculinity, because anything else, they blame them and call them violent. They don't want to deal with their feelings. God forbid. They should be self-sufficient. They should be independent. They should not want the help of the government, whose price you have to pay for being for taking care of you is so much higher than people realize. So much higher than people realize. I'm beginning to sound like Mitch McConnell. Have you ever noticed when Mitch McConnell talks, he's not the greatest speaker in the world, but when he says something he thinks is important, he repeats it very, very slowly. So, yes, I don't do that, but I have learned to appreciate when Mitch McConnell is in his element and he repeats what he thinks is important. Anyway, yes, emasculated masculinity is just about the only masculinity the left loves, because they want men in little pajama boy onesies with their horn-rimmed glasses signing up for Obamacare. And if there are black men who think that Donald Trump, an alpha male, is somebody they'd like to be like, I mean, that is a terrible, rotten, horrible thing, right? We cannot have that. No. Now, this is great. So the article in the LA Times starts with Vernon Jones, Georgia state representative, went from being the Democratic leader of the majority black county I grew up in to crowd surfing at a rally for President Trump. This person, Aaron B. Logan, staff writer at the LA Times, certainly is utterly horrified by black people who dare to like Donald Trump. They've tried everything. What do you think is behind the Trump is racist, Trump is racist, Trump is racist? Doesn't matter how, there are no facts to back this up whatsoever. And we've said this many times, which is why it bears repeating. Donald Trump wasn't even remotely ever called a racist or thought to be a racist for four decades, at least in the public sphere, in public life, until he decided to run for president as a Republican. And I've started making this point, which I hope you'll spread around. Anything I say, you know, you're welcome to steal it if you think it's helpful. And that is, the left has gone so bananas long time ago. That's my clinical assessment. They've gone bananas. That anybody who's white is an automatic racist. America is a systemically racist country. So why should our jaws drop when they're calling Trump a racist? Well, in the old days, which is, I don't know, last week, Trump was a racist, and we were supposed to be horrified because he would stick out as a racist. But now we know that that is just about the only tactic they have, which is to call anyone, everyone, even other black people racists, if they don't kowtow to the company line that America is racist and that you're a victim. And you can't make it in America because America is evil, rotten, and horrible. Anything they can do to smear this country, they will and have done. So, in my article, at least one point that I wanted to make is this. You know, I go a different direction, you would think, than you might think, which is that the left has abandoned every principle that they used to lecture us about. Don't engage in racial stereotyping, they said. And that, of course, includes painting black men as threatening. You're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. In fact, if people are afraid of criminals, whatever color they are, if they happen to be black, it means you're a racist for being afraid of a criminal who happens to be black. Wasn't that their position, I don't know, a month and a half ago, last week? Last year, before the beginning of the campaign. Now, if black men like Donald Trump because he's successful, principled, takes care of his family, has decent children, doesn't need the government for anything, they're toxic. Whoa. Now, the other things, the principles that the left has abandoned that they've lectured us about, it's amazing. The same people that don't either live up to their own principles or don't believe they have to, keep changing them. So don't engage in racial stereotypes. Do your own thing. I love that one. Express yourself and stop caring what other people think. Don't conform, question authority, all those things. Now, you better wear a mask or you are bad. If you care about your freedom and someone else's, you are selfish and evil. How dare you not kowtow to whatever one Democrat governor tells you to do? How dare you question anything? You do what we tell you to do, or you are a selfish, mean, oh, of course, racist. Now, that's the left. That's the left that is that used to believe the exact opposite. Now, have you noticed how they are rushing to do exactly what a Democrat tells them to do? Okay, shut down right now. Wear a mask on a plane. Wear a mask when you ride a bike. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Do as we say. Take away your individuality. How dare you question? Those are all the things the left is telling their minions and by extension us to do. The only thing that bothers me is why the hell, I'm going to say that, why the hell are people still obeying? There are so many more of us than there are of them, but yet people still are obeying and are still scared. God willing, after this election, when Donald Trump, God willing, gets another 4 years, we'll see that turn around. I have to take a break because, you know, Doug, my producer's telling me, you got to take a break. We're going to take a commercial break, and we got another 15 minutes where you are welcome to call in and let me know what you think about all this. 888-627-6008. You're listening to Spouting Off. I'm Karen Cataline. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot more. Stay tuned.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
That last spot was the wonderful voice of Doug Newsom, my producer, one half of the Newsom twins here at BBS Radio. And I love when he says, I don't love it, but he's right, when he said time could be short for a free people. Oh, my God, is he ever right? And I direct you to the previous article that I wrote. I really want you to read it. It's called This Is For All the Marbles. This is for all the marbles. And as I say, we will be broadcasting Spouting Off as 1 hour earlier on Tuesdays and Thursdays on WSMN. And my guests for a panel discussion are going to be my friends who I really, really love and respect, Chuck and Julie. Chuck Bonnewell and Julie Hayden will be with me on Tuesday. So in mountain time, if you're a mountain person, it'll be 11 to 12, yes, 11 to 12 mountain, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we'll also have someone from the Epoch Times, great newspaper, one of the few real newspapers around, in our very first segment, who will talk to us about the very last polls that they have at the Epoch Times. I'm nervous. I asked you, are you anxious about the election? Well, I will say that I am cautiously optimistic. I've said that all along. But it's hard for me to get my brain wrapped around, God forbid, what could happen if Donald Trump does not win re-election. I really do believe that the country's done for. I hate to say that. I really do think it is for all the marbles. Why? Because all the phenomenal, jaw-dropping corruption, lying, cheating, stealing, in order to impose socialism, Marxism, and communism on this great freedom-loving country is all culminating in this election. If anybody still believes that these leftists, this conglomeration of leftists, of which there are so many in different groups, but they're all aligned to try and move this country, and by virtue of that, to moving the world, that's what I wrote about, and This Is For All the Marbles, there are people that literally want to control the world, just like in the old sci-fi movies, you know? Somebody wants to take over the world. Well, that's what we're dealing with. And the only countries literally that stand in the way of that, as far as I can tell, are the United States of America and to a slightly lesser degree, Israel, the state of Israel. Those are always the states. Those are always the places that authoritarians, totalitarians, people who want to control the world, not just the Soroses of the world, but a lot of people whom we don't even know their names, you know, and they make the billionaires we do know look like paupers, practically, I guess. I don't spend a lot of time on that because there's so much to spend time on that's right in front of our noses. But all that gets shut down. The unbelievable revelations, which are sadly not so believable, about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and selling out the country, the country's safety, the country's sovereignty, and the country's security. Three S's, safety, sovereignty, and security are all were all sold out so that Joe Biden and a whole lot more politicians, people who hate Donald Trump and who don't want to be exposed, to line their pockets. This is the height of treason. Yes, I'm using the T word. If they will sell out the country either to impose their will on our country, the exact opposite of what they took an oath to protect and defend, the Constitution of the United States, then they are unfit to lead a free people. And it disturbs me and concerns me that so many people do not connect the dots of what is being imposed upon us with these preposterous shmatas, rags. Shmatas is rag in Yiddish. you know, like when you talk to somebody a lot older and they say, I was in the shmata business, it means they worked in the garment district, in the rag business. But a shmata is something you put on your face. I mean, a rag to put on your face. And it's all about obedience and conformity. I've ranted about this incessantly. And look at the people who really, really believe this garbage. The thing that's amazing is, even in the face of facts we know and facts that are out there, that this virus is just simply not that deadly for almost everybody. And the people for whom it is most deadly are the people that were, yes, killed in New York. I mean, yeah, it makes total sense. Isn't it a mistake when you send people who are positive with a COVID virus, and we know that the most vulnerable people are the elderly who have many other health problems? Thousands of people died in New York, and these are the people that are telling us what to do and how to keep us safe? I mean, it's such a slap in our faces. The most amazing thing is that people literally are either too ignorant to check out the virus themselves and figure out that it just isn't that deadly, that everything they've been telling us about it is packed full of lies, jam-packed full of lies. And who's benefiting from that? As I've said many times, sorry to repeat myself, who's benefiting? Cui bono? Who benefits? Well, the Democrats have told you who benefits, because they have been completely in the tank, 100% thoroughly invested in fear-mongering over the coronavirus. They will not acknowledge one good piece of news, never, ever, ever, because their whole political agenda, their whole policy... I even got a text message on my phone about this, is corona, corona, corona. That's all it is. It's coronavirus and the resulting economic problems associated with it. Gee, they neglect to tell you that they're the ones that created the resulting economic distress because of it, because only in Democrat states, Democrat cities, Democrat towns did they shut people down and are continuing to. In my home state of Colorado, I read that Pueblo, which has always been a Democrat area controlled by Democrats, although they do like their guns, are going on a two-week lockdown right during the election day. How about that? They're not even ashamed, because people still buy it. But, you know, it is the height of despicableness, that's a word I just made up, to create misery, havoc, chaos, and unrest, and then blame your opponent for it. And that's exactly what they've been doing in full view of the American public. And probably what is most distressing of all is that people are rolling over like little puppies. In fact, puppies probably have a little more independence of thought than the average American walking through Walmart with a rag on their face. Now, Walmart doesn't even... I was there this morning, as a matter of fact. I was at Walmart, and this is the first time anybody said, do you have a mask, in a long time. And I asked them, so are you enforcing now? Because I was ready to walk out. And they said, oh, no, we're not enforcing it, but... We just have to ask. When I walked out, nobody was there. Just a second after they said that they were going to have a mask rule, they immediately realized that they were going to lose a ton of money. So they said, well, we're going to have a mask rule, but we're not going to enforce it. What is unfortunate is people really are that scared. And look at the, it's unconscionable that politicians would scare people to death. They don't care about death because people are being scared to death over this virus. That's what's most deadly, is the fear that makes you give up your liberties, the fear that makes you give up your freedom, the fear that says you're being selfish by being concerned about America's liberty and other people's liberty, because the dirty little secret, which isn't so shouldn't be such a secret, is that if our fellow citizens do not appreciate and revere and love liberty, which is what America, the United States of America, stands for, if they don't love liberty, then our liberty is in danger, because that means they're willing to use the government as a proxy to force you to do their bidding. They've decided something is right, something is wrong. You know, they've decided you have to eat green beans, Del Monte green beans on Thursdays at 12 noon, and they're going to use the government to do that. And that is, as we love to talk about here at Spouting Off, the brilliance of the Constitution. It respects everybody's individual freedom to live as they see fit. There is nothing I can think of more precious. So with that, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the great James Herson. He is a very talented man. You're going to want to stay tuned. I'll tell you more about his biography when we get back. Stay tuned. This is Spouting Off, and I'm your happy host, Karen Cataline.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I am so pleased to be with you on this Friday, show number 143 of Spouting Off, the day before Halloween, only days before Election Day. We don't know whether we're going to know on Election Day or if all the things people are predicting will come true, but we sure know that we're going to find out a lot sooner rather than later. I am delighted to have with us a multi-talented guest here, highly sought after for his expertise on a whole bunch of matters, with his unique perspective on the moral universe. It's James Herson. He's appeared on numerous television broadcast networks, blah, 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 including NBC, ABC, Fox News Channel, Fox Business, CNN, HLN, CNBC, all the most leftist networks. We'll have to talk to him about that. Canada's Sun News Network and the Trinity Broadcast Network, as well as a various streaming media venues, including Newsmax and Dove. James also has a JD. He's an attorney, has a master's degree in media psychology, and is a New York Times bestselling author. So welcome, James Herson, to Spouting Off.
Great to be with you. You know what? I think most of us are going to know the results of the election. We're going to know them on election eve, just like we usually used to do. And it's going to be the people in the left-wing media who are going, and the Democrat Party, are going to claim that they don't know, because they want to keep counting, because there's all these ballots to come in.
But right, and they're going to take Hillary's advice. Don't concede no matter what.
Really, how irresponsible for someone who was a first lady, who was a senator, was a secretary of state, to make a public recommendation to a candidate like that. That is just despicable, hypocritical, because she was the one who expressed concern about whether her opponent at the time, President Trump, was going to accept the results. You know, but the thing is, it's my view, and my view is based on the faulty polling and the bias and the corrupt media. And I think the pollsters are already starting to cover their rear anatomy by trying to squeeze their polls into the margin of error. You see the polls tightening up. And the reason is because, generally speaking, Trump voters aren't playing with the pollsters. The polling is coming in a very significant percentage through cell phones, through texts, through calls. And when Trump voters get calls from strangers, they hang up, because it could be Antifa on the other line.
And they're making the same mistakes they made the first time, which is to bully people into saying that if we know you have a Trump sign on your yard or you're going to vote for Trump, you're racist, we're coming after you. And then, of course, that screws up the polls. And then they oversample Democrats on top of that.
That's right. So I think it's quite the opposite. And I think what's going to happen is very similar to the 25th district special election that happened a couple of months ago in California, most of which were people from Los Angeles. It was a Democrat stronghold, and a Republican won by such a large margin that even with ballot harvesting, even with all the cheat techniques and absentee ballots and 17 days of counting, the Democrat could not win. That's what's coming. As a matter of fact, I just saw it. I think it's on the Weather Channel.
Please, it said, God, I hope you're right, James.
Red tsunami warning.
please, God, I hope you're right. I got to tell you, James, my birthday is in a couple of days.
Happy
and that's
birthday.
All I thank you. I didn't say it for that reason, but thank you very much. That's all I want for my birthday.
All you want for your birthday is the right election result and for
that's
America
right.
to continue.
That is right. I will be so happy, because I know that is the only way to save this country. And even then, we haven't necessarily saved it. But we certainly have gotten a reprieve. Plus, we have to, I mean, I'm jumping ahead, as I have a tendency to do. We're going to have to hold these people accountable, because they are not going to stop. Let me back up, though, because I still want to talk about this before we get to your article. So you mentioned that you think it's going to be, so you actually do predict somewhat of a landslide on Tuesday?
I think a record landslide. And the reason I say that is, just taking a look at the poll numbers that came out, I think it was from Gallup, they asked people the question that Ronald Reagan had asked. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And 56% of the sample answered they are better off. Now, the reason that that is so much higher than the typical poll is that you notice there's no name in it. There's no Trump in it. And therefore,
it should
people
be 78%, though. But that's beside
it. And you can add some percentage points, again, for the fact that there are a lot of Trump voters don't like to participate in any poll. But I think it's indicative. The other thing that is, and there's been polls coming out, both approval polls, which are at record high numbers in the mid-40s, and some of the local polls involving voting, the African-American vote
is
coming in, even with pollsters that hate Trump. They're coming in at numbers that are terrorizing the Democrats.
It couldn't happen to a nicer group of people. I hope they're terrorized. I'm sorry.
Well, and they should be. Terrorized. You know, Lil Wayne, who is this hip-hopper that just endorsed Trump, had his picture taken with the president. Lil Wayne just happens to have a little Twitter page with 38 million followers.
Baby! You're making my day here.
And 400,000 of those followers liked this, the picture of Lil Wayne, and it's indicative of also not just the black African-American vote, but the youth vote, the vaunted youth vote that is supposed to reflexively go Democrat is coming in large numbers toward Trump.
Oh, please, God. What is the name of this rapper? I've never even heard of
it. What's his name? L-I-L, Lil Wayne. Follows on the heels of Kanye West.
Yes.
As we know, who is a longtime friend of the president and had his picture taken with him, and his wife, Kim Kardashian, worked with the president. Mm-hmm. And then Ice Cube, who Katrina Pearson outed that he was working with the administration on this platinum plan, which is Jack Kemp's dream on steroids. Jack Kemp used to call it enterprise zones.
Yes.
The president calls it opportunity zones. But what it is, it's unleashing the power of the free market to solve the problems of the urban minority communities. And unlike the Democrat approach of, you know, tax and spend and corruption, this works.
And dependency.
It actually works. And then, I think the young black community, the hip hop community, you know, they worship materialistic success. Donald Trump has been a symbol of success. His name has appeared in hip hop tunes for 30 years. Mm. And it's like, I want to be like Trump. I want to have money like Trump. It was this kind of a thing. There's been a relationship there. And I think young people in the African American community realize that the civil rights issue of our time is not defunding police. It's actually defunding the teachers' union. It's actually school choice, which is parental choice, which allows people to escape from the public schools, which in the minority community is a cesspool and needs to be escaped from. So there's so many other issues.
Yeah, let's go slow because we have some time. It's funny that we gravitated right over to this because the beginning of my monologue today was about the piece that I just wrote. I just fired it off. It came so quickly to me, which is, so black men are toxic if they support Donald Trump. This is their pathetic attack, that it's toxic masculinity that caused black men to like Donald Trump. Remember when it was the left that was lecturing us that if you were afraid of black men being strong and powerful, you were a racist? Well, here we go all over again, except they're the racists.
They are. Yeah. Look, the Me Too movement stayed away from the rappers because they've always been misogynistic. Those lyrics, basically there's only two kind of women that appear in a hip-hop song, and one of them is a garden utensil, and the other is a female dog. That's what you hear. And it's still that way. I mean, my God, there's a female hatred in that, but they ignore it because they're afraid to even discuss it. But if a rapper dares to stray and become a heretic of the left support Trump, now all of a sudden the Me Too movement comes after that person and claims that, you know, they're betraying their race. And if anybody on the right then praises it, well, you know, that's using the black person as a token at Uncle Tom and all that stuff. So, but the amazing thing is all of these people are registered Democrats. Lil Wayne and Ice Cube and I didn't mention 50 Cent, who, by the way, his headline, he looks at the tax plan of Biden. He says, I'm going to become
27 cents. I love that. I love that. I guess it's also, I don't know what I was going to say. You go right ahead.
No, the one thing is,
I should have had my notes here handy. Go ahead.
You know, we'll say one guy has a track record as a president, and that's Donald Trump, and he represents quintessential success. He polished that brand very well. Obviously, he was the host of The Apprentice. But then you look at his presidency, and it is an incredibly successful presidency with a series of successes. You know, peace has broken out in the Mideast. I was going to say Mideast has broken out in the peace. And we've seen things that Democrats yacked about, talked about incessantly, like reforming NAFTA. Trump did
it. It's mind-blowing what he has accomplished. It really is. And the fact
that
nobody on the left, which is pretty much the whole media, has ever reports it. It's a wonder anybody knows about it at all. Really?
Sure. Like, we got these record numbers yesterday with a GDP of 33.1%. A record
astounding.
By almost double anything in American history, and the broadcast media, the media cartel, refused to cover it at all. They just pretended like it didn't happen. We have a corrupt media. And interestingly enough, Jeff Bezos' purchase of the Washington Post, the big tech influence on information, is one source of corruption, and the other is Hollywood being beholden to China, and Hollywood being part of the media cartel. Remember, ABC, that's Disney, they need China. And if we look at the major conglomerates that own the media.
I'm going to have to take a break. I'm so sorry.
Sure.
Let's hold it there. Let's hold that thought. I also want to get to your great piece about projection. We're talking to James Herson, who's not only an attorney, but he talks about Hollywood and the media, and you can see what knowledge he offers. So we're going to have him for another segment. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off. We'll be right back with our guest, James Herson. Stay tuned.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline, and we are talking to James Herson, attorney, commentator, writer, best-selling author. James, what is your latest book out? I don't see it here. I should.
Yeah, I actually haven't had a recent book. I just have a massive amount of articles on my website at jamesherson.com. My last one was called Hollywood Nation. Was a book kind of talking about the entertainment industry and the news media.
Well, and that's just what we were talking about before the break. Why don't I let you sort of finish up that thought if you remember it, and then I want to get to this terrific piece you wrote, one of the reasons I invited you on, called The Role of Projection in Democrat Politics, something I've been spouting off about for a long, long time.
Sure. What I was saying with the media is that it's the tech, big tech companies, which have gotten intimately involved with both the news media and the entertainment business. Jeff Bezos having purchased the Washington Post. The Washington Post is no longer a legitimate news source at all.
No.
It's filled with corrupt, fake journalists, mostly millennials who have gone through indoctrination centers and been brainwashed, places like Columbia University, and hate America. And Amazon and the big tech companies and the Hollywood companies, they're all kind of interwoven in this media conglomeration. We could call it the media cartel. And because the entertainment industry is there, ABC being Disney, NBC being Comcast, and
what's CBS
getting involved, and CBS is Viacom, and all of them are beholden to the Chinese, as are the tech companies. So we see a Chinese communist connection. You can barely find in the so-called mainstream media any criticism of China. Even when they brutalize the Uyghurs, when they brutalize the people of Hong Kong and literally take over Hong Kong as they've done, threaten Taiwan.
I heard about it was the Falun Gong, what they've done to those people.
That's correct.
Is an atrocity. And this is the left that's supposed to be so horrified by such things, but they're not.
They're not. And of course, they've infiltrated academia. We have one scandal after another, and this relates directly to the ridiculous candidate that the Democrats put up, a candidate who is really a cadaver, an avatar, just a substitute there, a stand-in, so that Kamala Harris and the far left can take over. But he's also highly compromised because of what we're finding out about his corruption. Not just with China, but with the Ukraine and Kazakhstan and countries all over the world.
Anywhere he could make money. I mean, that is so outrageous, and they don't think it's to know.
And to segue into my article perfectly here is that, you know, one of the key things, one of the key components of the left is what Saul Alinsky called freezing your opponent. Freeze them. Mm-hmm. And you freeze them by an audacious distraction, an audacious, fraudulent statement, what Goebbels called the big lie. Mm-hmm. And what could be bigger a lie than pointing your finger at someone and accusing them of what you're doing? And that's called projection. That's what Sigmund Freud called projection. It's a defense mechanism in psychology to cover up something uncomfortable in your subconscious. And there is a part of that because Democrats do, even though they never show it, deep down in their both conscious and unconscious, they have feelings of guilt. And part of their hatred of the right stems from that guilt. But what's amazing is we now know, you know, we were just talking about Joe Biden and what we're finding out is this mountain of evidence showing how corrupt he is, and that the president of the United States, in congratulating the new leader of the Ukraine, mentioned CrowdStrike, mentioned Biden's corruption. Asked the president, you might want to call my lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has some things to discuss. And that generated the misuse of an institution of the United States, the misuse of impeachment. That was projection in the form of impeachment. They were pointing to the president and saying that he was corruptly dealing with the government of Ukraine by trying to use money to change policy, when in fact Joe Biden had done that thing in actuality, not just in a conversation, but had done it and admitted it on videotape. And then now we know that Joe Biden basically used his son Hunter as a bag man traveling around the country collecting money. One of the key pieces of evidence that came through the emails from Tony Bobulinski was just, and I haven't heard very much comment on it, was the fact that, you know, Tony Bobulinski was supposed to receive $10 million. This was to capitalize a new entity for a new business. And he was told by the Chinese cutout, the Chinese company, we've changed our mind. We're going to give you $5 million, and the Biden family is going to get the other $5 in the form of a no-interest, non-recourse
non-repayable
loan.
A gift.
And there you just said it. Okay, now,
it's not a loan,
why
it's
would
a
you...
gift.
First of all, the IRS has laws about whether a non-recourse, non-interest loan is actually a loan. And of course
alone.
It's not. And you said it right away. It's
let me just stop there for just a second, because you said so much. I wanted to just comment briefly on what you said thus far, because, I mean, you're right. I mean, a person could go crazy with the amount of information that is coming out just in the last few days of the election, which is what we expected. One is projection. We both have a psych background, so it's one of the neat things to talk to you. In fact, I went to Columbia School of Social Work, of all places. Yeah, so when you talk about projection, which clearly it is, but the classic projection often, not always, is unconscious, where you made it quite clear that Saul Alinsky, and it's a strategy to be as audacious as possible to project exactly what you're doing onto your opponent, because you're hiding in plain sight. What they impeached him for is what you were saying. What they impeached Donald Trump for was exactly what they were trying to cover up with Joe Biden, and they were able to do so in plain sight. I can't believe I have only 2 minutes. Wait a minute. That's not fair. Wait a minute. How could we only have 2 minutes?
Yeah, and you're very astute. I tell your psych background, because exactly, you're exactly right. That's why I kind of used my own term, and I called it moral projection as opposed to pure psychological projection.
I hate to tell you, I have to wrap it up, because our show, I've got to just make this point, because so quickly, I'll have to have you back. Oh, my goodness, 90 seconds. And that is, paranoia is also a part of that. People don't realize that paranoia is anger turned outward. When you're so angry that you can't own your own anger, you believe other people are out to get you instead of you're being out to get them. And that is another psychological aspect of strategy. We'll just have to talk about it again. We both have the same press rep. So everybody go to jamesherson.com. H-I-R-S-E-N, jamesherson.com. You can read this wonderful article, The Role of Projection in Democrat Politics. Thank you so much for joining us, James, and I hope to have you back.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. So I got to wrap up the show now. That is about all the time we have for this edition. Don't forget to visit us on Tuesday, Spouting Off at 1 o'clock Eastern on WSMN. All you got to do is go to my website. If you're not in Nashua, New Hampshire, just go to my website and click on the Listen Live button, and you can call in. It'll be Election Day. Thank you to Doug, my producer. Thanks to HW, the multi-talented guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in next week or Tuesday and Thursday when there will be oh so much more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.